State economists are out with a rosy forecast for the state in the next fiscal year, projecting nearly $700 million as lawmakers get set to bargain over a budget in the fast-approaching 2020 legislative session. That number relies on the state's strong economy, punctuated by growth in state revenues and higher-than-expected tax revenue. The latest projection from the Joint Legislative Budget Committee on Friday depends on the economy staying strong against the unexpected, both financially and politically speaking. Joining us for a few minutes is economist Jim Rounds of Rounds Consulting. Jim, good morning.
Good morning.
So a lot of money to do certain things with. What are the options there?
Well, we have to be careful because the JLBC identified that some of the money is one time, so it's not something that they would count as occurring over the next each of the next 2 or 3 years, but they still have about $170 million in ongoing that they want to add. But overall, the state's doing well in terms of economic growth. These revenues should continue for a couple more years. And I'm kind of hoping that we get back to investing in some of the economic fundamentals. Like, I'd like to see a little bit more money go towards higher ed. I'd like to see a little bit more funding go towards some health industry development, things of that nature.
Well, Jim, what will make those happen then? Are you looking for more cooperation at the legislative level? Is this something you want to hear the governor talk about as we get closer to January?
Well, the governor's done a great job in setting up this economic foundation that's producing these revenues. We have a competitive tax structure. We're on solid footing as far as regulations go. We're probably going to be able to advance our tech industries much more than we did in the past. But we have to make sure that we keep up on workforce. So workforce is really the theme that's the number one driver for economic growth, high quality economic growth in different states. And that's what's going to make us competitive. So it's economic fundamentals, but it's also getting policymakers up to speed on how some of this works. And if you can get a good return on investment for taxpayers.
What makes the most sense to you overall, Jim? Because we know we're going to hear the argument from some that, okay, we don't know when the next recession is going to come. We need to sock away some money. Obviously, the governor's, one of his goals in the last session was to make sure we had a certain level in the rainy day fund. What's the balancing point you want to see? You mentioned investment. Are you also going to see, though, some lawmakers being cautious? And would you actually caution against too much caution?
I guess somewhere in the middle. I'm more bullish on the state than I've ever been, I think. I think we're going to weather the economic downturn very well compared to what we did last time. Where in the past, unlike in 2008, we always outperformed the U.S. and we should be in position to do that again and continue to be a top five state, maybe even better in all the economic categories. As a supporter of the $1 billion going into the Budget Stabilization Fund, because you need a lot more than that for an economic downturn. So we're in good footing there. We've been growing the economy. I would like to see one of the things that I really like to see was when the Board of Regents released its budget request, and it was very economic and ROI driven. It was about workforce. It wasn't just about a general item. It was about a business plan. I've seen the healthcare industry is looking at the same kind of things. We have to think in terms of return on investment. We can't just spend without justifying to the taxpayer where we spend the money on, but we also have to be open to spending on those areas that maybe we haven't been investing as much in the past.
Is this a time to be innovative, considering that the next recession is going to be around the corner at some point? Is this the right time to start some of that investment and start coming up with newer ideas?
This is the exact time that you'd want to do that. In fact, I think we're going to have the best economic expansion that we've ever had in the 2020s. But part of that is dependent on continuing the current economic and fiscal themes that we've already set up, this foundation, but also being a little bit more aggressive in some of these economic fundamentals. For some reason, people in the past have talked about, say, university investment as maybe more of a left-leaning topic. This is basic to economics. Most fundamental topic in economics is increasing productivity, and that increases people's quality of life. How do you do that? You educate folks, and you have highly efficient capital. So again, we're talking economic fundamentals. That this is the time to do it, and we're going to have huge returns in the 2020s if we do this right.
And Jim, finally, you know a lot about what goes on at the Capitol. So we're going into a legislative session. It's an election year as well. Do you think that makes people more amenable to compromise or less so?
It's difficult to say. I think when it comes to spending in certain areas, I think as long as you have the right kind of message, that's been the difficult part in the past. You have to message it properly. You have to treat things as we're investing in the economy. We're going to have this kind of a return. We're going to have these exact programs implemented. We have to change how we message and how we create policy. I think that's just as important.
Jim Rounds, economist at Rounds Consulting. Jim, thanks.
Thank you.